For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Place, episode 515.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? We're doing all right,
yeah,
I think.
I think we are.
We are
I
doing
think
all right.
So.
Yep. And we didn't have a bad Christmas, but we'll come to that. We're okay, really. So what's been going on, Ange? It was only a week since we've done one.
It is, and so Saturday, well, the rest of Saturday was just normal. I don't think we did anything special, did we?
No, we didn't, no. So Saturday was normal.
Of course, Sunday, Christmas Eve, well, got ready to go away.
Yeah, I think we left here about 5 o'clock,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah,
so we got ready to go.
Just after five. Or
watch some TV in the morning, I think, as we do normally.
We did that, yeah. We did the normal stuff. That we do. Heard the comet as well.
Heard the comet, which is our local newspaper. We normally hear that.
But we didn't cook dinner because we knew we was going to get Chinese later that day.
Yep.
So we just had a lunch of some sort. I can't remember, but we did.
Yeah, and then we went to...
Actually, we had a very late breakfast. Oh, yeah, that's right, because... Saturday night, I forgot we went to the Pig and Whistle, didn't we?
Yes, Saturday night went to the Pig and Whistle.
And both woke up with heavy heads.
Yep.
For some reason. I was a bit surprised, but we hadn't eaten a lot.
And that's so right, that's
I
right.
I took some pills and went back to bed for an hour. So, yeah, we were later getting up.
Yeah.
I got up, we had a bath and all this rubbish then later on.
Yeah, I wasn't much later getting up.
You weren't. You got up, but you got your heavy head staying around a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so we had that on... Saturday we went out with Dad, didn't we?
Yes.
And Sunday...
Maxine came to join us after bingo.
That's right, yeah. And
So Sunday then, as I said, really.
We
had a late breakfast, so we only had some biscuits for lunch because we had such a late breakfast.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So we didn't really eat anything much.
And then we went to what I still consider as Mum and Dad's house. I still think of it as Mum and Dad's house. And we went there, and there was Charlotte and her fella, James, and there was Maxie, my sister, and me, and Angie, and Dad.
Yeah.
And that was it. So six of us now.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very nice, all very pleasant. Didn't do much Christmas Eve. We had the Chinese, and then just sat and chatted, didn't we?
Yeah, that's all, really.
And then
went off to bed
about 10, I think, didn't we?
I don't think we were all that late. Well, actually, by the time we got to... Yeah, it would have been about that, I think.
Yeah.
I think we
heard the archers in bed, didn't we?
Mm.
That's it. Yeah.
By the time we got to bed, it was later than 10. By the time we done what we wanted and sorted ourselves out anyway.
And Christmas Day was very nice.
Oh, yes.
So in the morning, we opened the presents. And... I seem to get mostly alcohol. I got a couple of bottles of Pusser's rum, and I love Pusser's rum. One of them is gunpowder proof, as they call it, and the other one I can't remember what was special about the other one, but there was something.
Something proof, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they're both Pusser's, I got some Malibu
and some Woods rum
and some Woods rum as well, and loads of things like that, and all kinds of. Funny little presents. I got a box of chocolates in the shape of Family Circle biscuits.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
That is fascinating. And I got from Emma. I got the typical techie present, which I was well pleased with. I got a pair of e-gloves. And for those that don't know what e-gloves are, I did ask for them actually. E-gloves are gloves that you can wear. But they've got pads on the fingertips that are sensitive to touchscreen phones, which means you can use your phone with your gloves on and not get your hands cold when you're out. And since I'm often going out for walks with Emma, I thought it was quite appropriate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I really like those. And other than that, Maureen bought me loads of bottles of lager. I don't drink lager, but there you go. So I got 6 bottles of that. Dave bought me some Jack Daniels.
With a glass.
I'm not mad on Jack Daniels.
And I've got a famous grouse.
And you said we can swap, didn't you?
I'll probably save it up for Site Village when you're on Site Village.
Not interested in American whiskey. They can't do it, in my view. But other than that, yeah. And I got a humming top from Dad.
Absolutely.
Which is fantastic. It's a real metal one as well. It's not a plastic one. And it's just like the one I had when I was a kid. So that was a fun present I had there. I think that was it for me. What did you get, Ange?
Well, I got a chocolate satchel, isn't it? Yes. A satchel.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. Yeah.
And I got a bottle of Malibu, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I got a bottle of Pernod, which I put on my list. Some of the stuff I had put on my list, like oven gloves I got some...
You got oven gloves,
did
you?
I did.
Yeah.
I got some lavender hand and body lotion. And I put hand lotion on my list, so that's fine.
You'll need to sort them out for tomorrow, won't you?
Why?
Oven gloves. Aren't you cooking?
Well, I've still got oven gloves in my drawer.
All right.
It's just that they're going home.
Yeah.
They are getting rather worn out.
Yeah, and, so throw them away and sort
I've
your
got
new...
some joined ones, but yeah. Often I need a single glove.
Yeah.
And it's quite useful to have. It's easier with a single... You know, sometimes where you just want one hand.
Sorry, I interrupted. What else did you get?
Some Quality Streets.
Yeah.
I didn't get a lot of chocolate. You got more chocolate and biscuits than me, I think.
Oh, yeah, I got a box of Family Circle as well, didn't I? Actual biscuits.
Because you put that on your list as well.
Yeah.
And we had a table present, didn't we?
Yes, we all had a table present. Mine's gone.
Yeah, you drank yours. I drank mine. Just a bottle of beer, wasn't it?
Yeah, we all got kind of jokey presents.
Well, mine wasn't, but...
Yours was any serious one, wasn't it? I got a bottle of beer called Clever Dick. And Dad got a bottle of beer called Grumpy Git.
Yeah.
Which was quite good.
And then Charlotte's fella got one called Knobhead.
Knobhead, yeah, that's right, yeah. I didn't know there was a beer called Knobhead, but there you go.
Yeah.
So, that was that.
I got a little Body Shop gift set, strawberry.
That's right, yeah.
Body polish.
Yeah.
Body butter, I think. Body shower gel.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So I think we did all right. We said we'd tell you the sort of thing you bought, that I'd bought you, but you'd already we haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah, you bought me a Soundcraft mixer, didn't you? Mixing desk, which is upstairs in the computer room.
We already opened that one.
And it's the Signature 12 MTK. MTK means multi-track.
Yeah.
And... the idea is that you've actually got 12 sound cards in it. It's got USB sound and you've got 12 sound cards in it. And you can route recordings to each of those sound cards so you can isolate everything. And it's really nice to work with. So I'm enjoying that. And my Auntie Maureen also gave me money towards a turntable, which is a Technics ATLP5, I think it is the model. And I got that from Superfy. And so that was good.
Yeah, I'll set all that up. What I meant by opening it, we didn't wrap the mixer or the turntable.
No.
We just set them up. Well, you did set... Well, Emma had to put the turntable together. So
yeah.
Quite, didn't take long either, did it?
No, it didn't.
No. And you bought me an Apple Watch.
I bought you an Apple Watch, the latest series.
Sports watch.
Yeah, 38 mil.
Yeah.
And
we did wrap that up.
Yeah.
I had that as a Christmas present.
With a sports band, didn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, so I bought you that, and it's sand pink, isn't it?
Pink sand, it calls
pink sand.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, so you got that.
Oh, I did, which is on and, my wrist at this moment as we speak.
Yeah.
So yeah,
So we really did all right.
I think we did.
We did all right.
Oh, and I got two Boots gift vouchers.
Oh, from Emma, didn't you?
One was from Emma. The other was, your dad, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I got two.
Yeah.
So I've got £20 worth of vouchers, that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice, yeah. So yeah, we did all right.
Again, I put that on my list.
Yeah. We did all right, didn't we?
We thought we were going to be a bit like getting
Charlotte's one.
Oh yeah, well, actually, I think we mentioned that.
Anyway, we mentioned that. It came on the Friday.
We got it on. That's right, and we that was fine. It all got.
Yeah, it came. It came on the Friday before Christmas Eve.
Didn't we? So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that was Christmas, and then we went out for Christmas dinner.
Yep, on Christmas Day.
The Royal Oak, which yep. we've been before.
Yeah.
The only disappointment was the beer, really.
The beer was absolute rubbish.
We knew that it was rubbish anyway.
But it was even cloudy rubbish. I mean, you know, Dad had to get a pint changed, didn't he?
And he only had one pint. So, you and I drank wine.
Yeah.
You had a pint.
I had a pint of it, but...
decided we get a bottle of wine.
Get a bottle of wine. We did that.
So that was lovely.
Oh, we didn't talk about the 22nd either, which is when we went out with Steve and Emma.
We must have done, because it was Friday night. We did.
Oh, yeah, last Friday night. We did talk about that, didn't we? Yeah, so we did talk about that. So getting back to the Christmas Day meal, yeah, it was nice. We had champagne sorbet, which I've never tried before. And that's frozen champagne, really, to clean your palate ready for your main meal.
And because some of us didn't know what we wanted for starters, some of them wanted soup, but some of us didn't know. We didn't know whether we'd like them. So we bought enough for one of each anyway, and we all tried a bit of it.
Yeah.
But I had a bread roll with a duck pate, because that was one of the...
And starters. I ended up with a bowl of soup, didn't I?
Because we all ended... Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we all ended up with... Yeah, because they put it as a bowl, didn't they, on the table? Was that right?
Yeah.
So you could have we did. We had all these things to try.
And then we had turkey in the trimmings, pig in blankets. And
we had Christmas pudding with brandy sauce.
Christmas pudding with brandy sauce, yeah. Nice.
It was nice. It was very pleasant.
Yeah.
And it's one of them dinners, they give you the meat on your plate, and then you go and get your what you want to add to
That's right, yeah. So you could choose your vegetables.
But they gave
you
a lot of meat.
Yeah, they did give you a lot of meat.
They were generous. You could have beef and turkey, or beef or turkey. We just had turkey, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, I think you'd have beef or turkey.
Yeah.
Actually, I think was the choice.
You could have, yeah. I just had turkey. So did you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a good dinner. And I think we was home by about 5, weren't we? 4 or 5. Was it 4?
We was home quite early.
Yeah.
Because we went at 12. That's right. We had to be there for 12.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I mean, we were quite early back home. I don't think it was long at all.
No.
Might have been by 3.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't late.
Yeah.
The meal went nice. It wasn't long. We didn't wait.
We didn't wait around for anything, really.
No. No, not at all.
It was all very nice.
Very nicely done, I think.
And then on Boxing Day, Charlotte cooked us a Boxing Day meal, bit like Mum used to do,
with bits and pieces,
with chips and pickles and things like that.
She got sausage meat, didn't she?
Pigs and blankets and things, all very nice.
And we went home then, Boxing Day, later in the evening, didn't we?
We went home, yeah, Boxing Day in the evening. And on the 27th, I had a really nice day. I didn't do much work at all.
We did have one or two phone calls, but wasn't a lot to do.
No. And I played with the mixer and got a bit more out of that, learning it, didn't I? And
The effects learning.
Sound effects, yeah. The echo effects and things. Yeah. They're really good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the one you showed me was, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got weird effects. It's got pan round effects, you know, you can surround sound effects almost, and stereo effects and interesting things. So I played with those and learned a few of those. Still learning how to record with it optimally, you know, it's really quite interesting. And that was most really that what we did Boxing Day.
And we set up my new watch.
And we set up your watch.
The first time we got round to doing that.
And I played half an album on my turntable, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Yeah. Which is nice. So it was a day of just sort of doing what we like, really, wasn't it?
More or less, with just the odd little person ringing up in between.
Yeah.
For a bit of help here and there.
And then on the 28th, Emma was back in, so we got back to work in earnest.
Still wasn't a lot. We didn't have a lot of phone calls.
Didn't have loads to do, no. And yesterday was the same. We didn't have loads, so we're doing a lot of sorting out, weren't we?
Yeah, but the 28th, you were... bought yourself another little gift, didn't you? Well, you bought yourself something.
Yes.
You ordered it. We haven't got it yet.
I ordered a Kindle Fire 8 HD 8, which is the 8-inch Kindle Fire. The reason is I've got the 7-inch. Well, I haven't now because I sold it. I had the 7-inch one, and the speaker is stupidly placed on the bottom of it. So when you put it down on the table, because I often come down here in the morning if I can't sleep, and I put it on the table in front of me around, just what I do when I'm reading, and you can't hear it. Even at full volume, you can't hear it because the speaker is muffled by the table. But the 8-inch has got front-facing stereo speakers, and it's also got built-in Amazon Alexa support. I'm not saying the word because she'll wake up.
Mind you, I've come in and heard you read through the speaker.
Yes, because I'm holding it. I can do it if I'm holding it in my hands. But it's not so relaxing, if you know what I mean.
No.
You know.
I've heard you do it.
So I've ordered the 8-inch, which is stereo front-facing speakers and Dolby Atmos as well. So we'd be interested to hear that, what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And apparently much louder. So we'll see. So I ordered that.
Well, if you can consider it also has Audible built into it, doesn't it?
Yes.
You really need something decent because you're going to plug it into your amplifier, are you?
No, and that's why.
I mean, I know we did.
That's why I decided to get rid of my 7-inch, which was easy to sell on.
It was a quick one, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I knew it would be.
I probably thought it was cheaper.
I knew a lot of blind people want to try. Yeah. Amazon, because
and if they like it, then they can upgrade later.
Because Voice View is getting really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and so we're still waiting for mine. It was supposed to come yesterday, but Amazon apologised.
They did and said it would be between
today and the 3rd of January. Yeah.
And if it's not here by the 4th,
then
get back to them.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But the other thing to note, folks, is on some of the, like the black model, not the coloured ones. You can buy it without the offers. You pay an extra tenner, don't you,
to
get rid of the adverts.
So you get rid of adverts on the lock screen.
Because you might know that you...
Yeah.
And if you don't want that...
You still get adverts on the home screen.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you do. You can't get it completely without adverts.
All right.
But you don't get adverts on the lock screen like you did on the old one, you know.
And does that make it... Well, I suppose it's a bit more intrusive, I don't know.
They are, yeah, because when you're trying to find the lock button, all you hear is bits of adverts.
Yeah.
You know, so you can remove that if you buy it without special offers.
You get a little bit less.
Yeah.
But not on the coloured ones.
No. No. But I bought a black one.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, yeah. So that was the 28th and 29th was normal days.
Yes.
We were sorting out shelves down here, Emma was, and stuff. We did sort of yesterday, we did the payday routine, you know, the month end stuff.
And we had a pizza for lunch.
Yeah. Lovely.
That was your idea. You said, I think I fancy a pizza.
Yeah. And we got 30% off, didn't we? Because we spent over 40 quid, 30 quid. In fact, we could have got the 40%. I could have done better because I didn't know it would go over 40, but it did.
But it did. Well, so 60 odd.
I went for the wrong deal, didn't
it
I?
Did.
But thinking about it, I could have got even more off. You know, you live and learn, don't you? But it was a nice pizza. We enjoyed it. We enjoyed the garlic bread later on.
Yeah, we had garlic bread each for tea, didn't we?
Yeah. I think that's the week that was.
Yeah, really. I mean, then there's just today, which not a lot.
Today, not a lot happening. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
Which we don't want to talk about yet because it hasn't happened.
No, we'll tell you what we did or what we're planning to do, what happened next week, won't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, so we won't talk about that today. One bit of feedback from Clive. He said they had a nice Christmas day with his family, and but he really wanted to talk about... The podcast from Nick Adamson. He said he thoroughly enjoys them, and if you're listening, Nick, he also enjoys your three games, which I have to say I only knew about one of them. I only knew about Dotris. Now, Nick, as well as doing a podcast, he's written three games. Dotris is based on Tetris, only it's using a braille display, which is why it's called Dotris, so you do need a braille display for that. The other one is called Park Boss, and this is a simulation of a safari park, and you know, you have to employ people and manage the safari park and things like this. Sounds right up my street, that does, doesn't it, Ange? I shall go and download that later on. And the other one is called Tube Sim, which I'm also fascinated about, which is a simulation of the underground. You're actually a tube train driver, and you get all the sounds like Mind the Gap and things like that. So
that'd be
yes, indeed.
Yes.
So I surely will be downloading those. I'll probably have a go with Dotterus when I connect up a Braille display. Mm-hmm.
They're for Windows, aren't they?
They're for Windows.
What is Dotterus? Is it under for Windows?
It is for Windows, yeah.
It is for Windows, yeah. So you need your Braille display on your computer as well.
Yeah. Mm. So, Nick, will we see Park Boss or Tube Sim or any of these on Android? That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Because, as you say, you are a developer, so let's hope you dabble a bit with Android. And if you do, I'm certainly up for testing games like that. It'd be fun. But anyway, yes, Nick, we're all enjoying the podcast, and thank you for them. And, of course, today we're going to have episode 5, which is the last one up there so far. And that's all to do with Google TTS and how fast you can understand it. You know, you can understand it at fast rates and things like that. So I'll let Nick tell you all about that when we've finished the podcast, because we'll probably give him the last word this week. And
sure thing.
Yeah. Other than that, I think that's about it, isn't it?
I think so.
Yep. The podcast is about 14 minutes long after after we finish. So if you don't like it, and I'm sure I don't know why you wouldn't like it, because it's a very interesting podcast and entertaining. Then after we've finished, you can switch off because there won't be anything else. But please do stay and listen to Nick's podcast if you've enjoyed them so far. And I'm sure you'll enjoy this one too. So with that, I think it's time for us to wrap up, isn't it, Ange?
I think so.
So wrap up. Did you get that little Christmas pun there? It just I just need to remind you that you can contact us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk, and you can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to get the show notes and listen to the episodes of the podcast, and of course to subscribe there as well. And if you want a Dropbox link, if you want a Dropbox folder to share with us, that so that you can send us voice contributions, then let me know and we can set one of those up as well. Oh, and we've got an announcement which I forgot, and I just remembered, so before we go I'll slip it in here, and that is that we are now on the AnyPod skill. This is a skill for the Amazon Echo, and if you say to Amazon Echo, ask AnyPod to play Our Place, it should do it now. And it does things like remember where you are in the episode, so if you can stop it and restart it again. And if you play a newer episode and you haven't finished the old one, it will make sure first, it will say, do you want to play, there's a newer one, do you want to play it, or do you want to continue with the old one? So, and you can jump back and jump forward and all kinds of things just using your voice. So, of course, for those that have got E2 and E5 speakers, I thought I'd get that little commercial in there. You can also use the AnyPod skill, can't you, Anjan?
Absolutely.
And you can play Our Place and many other podcasts using the AnyPod skill. And, of course, we will put a link to the show notes to AnyPod.
And you've just reminded me of something.
What's that?
I want everyone to side with me on this. Since you've lately been taking your E2 in the bathroom to hear your podcast, that's not a problem. But then after that, you switch it over to Wi-Fi and you tell it to play something and you distract me so that I'm late. We're late going down in the mornings, later than me. So I said you have to stick to your Fugu or your Blue Tiger, because you can't then just switch it over and tell it to play you some music.
But that is Boersville.
See, it was good though, wasn't it, with the speaker? If you've got, I mean, because you have an Amazon Prime membership, we've got what, about 1 million tracks on.
Something like that, yeah.
And so you can. You said something about play.
Play electronic dance music, didn't I?
And it did. Yeah. From Amazon Music, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, that's.
And then you got distracted, didn't you?
Well, yeah, we were both late. We weren't looking at the time. We usually come down at by 7. We tried to.
Yeah.
Not that it really mattered. But, you know, yeah. So I've decided that no more Wi-Fi speakers in the bathroom for you.
All right, okay.
You can't bring it in the bedroom either.
Okay.
Oh. Well, you can leave it in the bedroom if it's switched.
So I can't play it anywhere in the house, really. No. Hardly anywhere in the bloody house. Right. I don't know.
But no, that the E2, it's so nice and tiny to take.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I think they make beautiful gifts. Like, yeah. I think that with iPhones as well. And the little Blue Tiger sound pods, I think anything like that.
And for
that.
You young ladies, we've got pink E2 speakers. And we've also got pink Blue Tiger sound
pods.
I'm
hoping to get a pink E2 for my birthday. I couldn't decide on that or sound pods. I said in a previous podcast I thought I'd go for sound pods, but I think the E2 has some advantages.
The Wi-Fi aspect.
It has the Wi-Fi aspect. It's not, it isn't essential for me because we also have the Pulse.
Yeah.
Although the E2 will fit better on the bathroom cabinet.
Yeah.
You know, but and it's quicker, easier for me to pick up off there. But no,
And the E2 also has voice control.
There was another thing, but I can't remember the advantage.
Voice control.
No, it wasn't that. I don't think it was that. But there was one, but I can't remember what it was.
You can't just tell it to play dance music on your Pulse. That's what I'm saying.
No, I know I can't. No, but
so there are a couple of advantages with the E2, aren't there?
But then I've only got limited Amazon Prime, haven't I?
Yeah.
Limited music.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of it, and it would probably be quite long playlists.
But you can link it to Spotify as well.
Yeah, but it doesn't always want to work with the voice, does it?
Sporadically it doesn't, yeah.
Which is a bit strange.
Yeah, but so, it got that dance music from Amazon, didn't it? But
that's right.
I think it should work with Spotify.
Yeah, you can get any genre of type of music, really.
Yeah,
It depends what you want. You still need to know what you want, though. Yeah. You start playing music.
Yeah.
But that was good. No, I don't think it was that. I can't remember the slight advantage I had.
But the announcement really was to do with any pod. I wanted people to know that it's on that skill as well, so that it can officially be played on Alexa now, can't
it?
Right. Our podcast. Yeah. So that's really good. You don't have to rely on TuneIn, which can't find it.
No.
You know. Mm. So that's good. And yeah, so I think that's it. We've done the contact details.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. And I'm going to say Happy New Year to you all.
Yes, Happy New Year. And let's hope it's a good one.
Yeah. And when we talk to you next, it will be 2018, will it not? Indeed, it will. So have a wonderful New Year. Thanks to everybody who's been listening, who's still listening, for sticking around with us and listening and supporting us and all that kind of thing. We do appreciate it. Because without you, we are nothing. Anyway, cheerio for now. And we'll hand you over to Nick with his podcast, which is to do with text-to-speech, voice output and input, and all kinds of interesting stuff like that. Continuing on his journey into Android switching, or blindly switching, I should say. So, I'll say cheerio for now, and over to Nick.
The Blindly Switching Podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to Blindly Switching Podcast episode 5. I-O, I-O, I-O. Is it off to work we go? Well, maybe not quite. In computing terms, I-O is input output, and that's what this episode is all about. But first of all, a bit of an apology. At the end of the last episode, I said the next episode would be about web browsing. I will do an episode on using the internet with Android, but I'm not quite fully comfortable with it yet, and I'm still investigating the various browser options, Firefox or Chrome or whatever, to try and find out what the best solution and the way that works best for me is. I didn't want to put out an episode that sort of had a partial picture or wasn't complete. So, as I'd had some feedback from a listener, I thought answering the questions or the comments that he made would be a good episode. So, if anything I say brings up questions in your mind, or you'd like to comment on anything, I really do listen, and it very well may trigger me to record an episode very much like this one. If you do want to get in contact, the two easiest ways are via www.ndadamson.com. There's a contact us link on the website and that will send me an email, or you can get in contact with me on Twitter at Adamson Family, ADAMSONFAMILY. Ily. So Ed got in touch with me. Thanks very much, Ed. His first question or point was about Aquamail from the last episode. He'd wondered whether the checkboxes next to each email in Aquamail were an effective way of managing email. In last episode, I demonstrated an app that I used to manage my email called Aquamail, and next to each email or each conversation, there's a checkbox that you use to manage, so move or delete or whatever, a set of emails. I kind of get what Ed's getting at, because that isn't necessarily, you think, well, I'm doing an awful lot of swiping and stuff like that to get to the right boxes, and it might not feel or might not sound very efficient. I have to say that, in my view, the interface to Aquamail is on par, if not better, than pretty much every other mobile email client I've ever used. Yes, using Outlook on my desktop would probably be quicker to manage a whole pile of email, but as it comes down to access to email on mobile interfaces, I'd say using Aquamail, now I understand the interface, I can do as quick as I ever did my email using Apple Mail on my iPhone. Ed also said how much he likes the TTS voice I'm using. In all the episodes so far, and in the demos that I do today, the voice that I'm using is the Google text-to-speech engine. And I have to say, I agree with Ed. I really, really like this voice. I think it's clear. I think it's pretty precise. Now, TTS is always a subjective thing. I've heard wars on email lists about deck talk versus eloquence versus a cappella versus, oh, there's a number of different fans of various different speech engines. So it is very, very subjective. But this leads me on to my next point. One of the fantastic things about Android are the range of voices that you can use. If you don't like the Google TTS voice, then you can download paid or free alternatives. So, for example, if you really like the Eloquence voice, you know, the one that comes as part of JAWS, or you can download it for NVDA and so on and so forth, then you can get it for your Android. In the UK, it costs £15, and you can use it with TalkBack or any other app that uses the text-to-speech interface. Ed also asked whether the recordings I've done so far were using the default rate and how fast the TTS voice could go. I believe the default rate is 20%.
This is the default rate of 20%. This speed would drive Nick mad.
So there you go. As I say, it would drive me mad, that speed. But for a beginner, that would seem very clear, I would imagine. I've been recording my demos at 30%.
This is 30%. This is the speed I've recorded the demos at.
My normal day-to-day use is at 50%, which sounds like this.
This is the normal speed Nick uses. He feels like it's a good balance of speed to clarity.
For completeness, let's do some other speeds. So I'm going to bring up the context menu and go to the TTS settings so you can see how that's done. So the global context menu is a down and right swipe.
TalkBack. Alert global context menu. Global. Read. Repeat last. Spell last. Copy last. TalkBack settings. Text-to-speech settings.
Okay,
text-to-speech settings. Text-to-speech settings.
Okay, in the middle of the screen, roughly, will be the speed.
Speech rate, in list, 7 items.
There we go.
50% speech rate, see control. Use volume keys to adjust.
Okay, so I'm going to go up to 60%.
55% speech rate, see control. Speech rate, 61% speech rate, see control. Use volume keys to adjust. Pitch. 61% speech rate. Language, English, United Kingdom. Double tap to activate.
Okay, so that's that flicking
speech
around.
61% speech rate, see control.
Let's get faster.
Use volume keys to adjust. 66% speech rate, see control. 71% speech rate, see control.
Now that's getting to the point where I'm struggling to understand it, but I'll continue to flick around just so you can hear what it sounds like.
Speech rate. Language, English, United Kingdom. Settings button. Preferred engine, Google text speech engine. Double tap to activate. Settings button. Language, English, United Kingdom. Speech rate. 71% speech rate, see control.
Okay, it's going faster, just in case anyone really wants it to go faster.
76% speech rate, see control. 81% speech rate, see control.
81%, I think that said.
Speech rate. Language, English, United Kingdom. Settings button. Preferred engine, Google text speech engine. Settings button. Language, English, speech rate. 81% speech rate, see control. Use volume keys to adjust. 86% speech rate, see control. 91% speech rate, see control.
91%? I can't hear a difference, if I'm going to be honest, but I'm sure some of you might be able to.
Speech rate. Language, English, United Kingdom. Settings button. Preferred engine, Google text speech engine. Settings button. Language, English, speech rate. Double tap to activate. 91% speech rate, see control.
Okay, we're now going to take it right up to the top speed.
96% speech rate, see control. 100% speech rate, see control. Speech rate. Language, English, United Kingdom. Settings button. Preferred engine, Google text speech engine. Settings button. Language, English, United Kingdom. Speech rate. 100% speech rate, see control. Use volume keys to adjust.
So I can just about understand that just, I think. I'm going to take it back down to 30 for the rest of this.
94% speech rate, see control. 69% speech rate, see control. 44% speech rate, see control. 38% speech rate, see control. 33% speech rate, see control.
That'll do 33%. The nice thing, again, I'm using the volume keys on the side of the phone just to adjust that, which is a general thing in Android that you can do that I really, really like. Remember, this is the Google text-to-speech engine. So if you use a different text-to-speech engine on Android, the different speeds are going to sound different and maybe less clear or more clear, depending on your own preferences. I'd also be quite interested in hearing from listeners. When I set my speed to 30% for the demos for the podcast, does that feel about right? Would you like it faster or slower? I'd be interested to hear your views on that one. We've spoken so far about output. Today's demo is input. Text input has now been mentioned on the last two episodes, and apologies that I'm going to mention it again, hopefully for the last time. One of the really nice things about Android is that you can install and use different keyboards for text entry. You can also jump between them really easily. When I first got my Android phone, I was using the default Gboard keyboard. I was getting better as time went by as using it, but it was quite slow progress and I found it quite frustrating to use. I've recently installed a number of other keyboards and I really quite like the Jelly Bean keyboard. I think this is meant to be similar to the keyboard found on older Android devices, but for me I find it much easier to use and you have to be far less precise with your finger movements. To demonstrate, I'm in the body of a blank email and the way you type text is very similar to the iPhone's touch typing mechanism. So you push your finger on the area of the screen where the keyboard is, you find the letter you want to type and then you lift your finger. So I'm going to type in some stuff here and hopefully what you'll see here is I'm going to make some mistakes and you'll hear what happens when that happens. I'm going to sort of put some punctuation in and so on and so forth. So you just get a bit of an example of how you type letters and numbers and words and so on.
Capital T, Tango, H, H, I, Z, S, S, space, this, Y, U, I, Z, S, space, B, B, L, delete, B, delete, N, N, I, C, C, K, K, V, V, delete, B, space, Nick.
Okay, I'm going to write the word typing, but I'm going to spell it incorrectly.
T, T, U, U, P, P, I, N, N, G, G.
Right, I'm now hitting space, okay? So I'm hoping it will just replace that word.
V, space, typing replace tupping, typing.
So you hear typing replace tupping, and then it said the word that it's told me where my cursor is. So that's an example of typing. So if I...
Return. New line.
Okay.
Capital G. Capital H. Capital E. E. K. L. L. K. L. L. O. O.
Right. Now, if I want to write a full stop, that would be... I'm still on the letter keyboard. I could go to the right of the space bar and there will be a full stop.
Space. Full stop.
Yep.
Space.
And if I go to the left of the keyboard, I have this.
Voice input.
Voice input, so that's for dictation.
Symbols.
Next to that is the symbols keyboard.
Symbols mode.
If I lift my finger on that, and that's something I like, that this is still consistent. So unlike iOS, where you would find the symbols and then you would have to double tap on it, it's almost like typing another letter. You go to the symbols and you lift your finger. This is much more consistent, I found.
Percent. Hash. At. Shift. Exclamation. Quote. Apostrophe. Colon.
Just having a look around the keyboard.
Percent, and then 4, 3, 2, 1.
Normal as per normal top row, you've got your numbers.
1.
What you also have when you're typing is if you have your auto predictive words at the top, just above your Q, W, R, T, so on. Sorry, Q, W, E, R, T, Y, row. So if I.
Letters mode.
Go to letters mode. If I have a look here.
Jello. Double tap. Hello one. Bello. Double tap to activate. Double tap and hold to long press.
So they're my auto predictive words. And they're just three of them going across. I think I've sometimes seen four there. I think. And they're normally pretty good, I have to say. If I wanted to switch keyboard. Now, if you remember how I've described the layout of the Android screen, you've got the vast majority of the screen, which is your app, and so in this case it's the email app and the keyboard's there, but right down at the bottom you have this little
home
panel.
Button, back button, home button, overview button, double tap to activate, double tap and hold to long press.
Going left to right, you've got the back button, the home button, and the overview button. But next to the overview button, when there's a keyboard up, you also
back
have
overview,
the
button, switch input method button.
Switch input
double tap
method.
To activate, double tap and hold to long press.
If I double tap that.
Change keyboard. Showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
So I have 5 keyboards installed, so if I just flick here.
Not ticked, radio button. English, UK, comma. Android keyboard, next app. In list, 5 items. Not ticked, radio button. Gboard. Double tap to activate. Not ticked, radio button. Google voice typing. Double tap to activate. Ticked, radio button. English, UK, comma. Jelly Bean keyboard 4.3. Not ticked, radio button. SwiftKey keyboard. Double tap to activate.
So they're the 5 keyboards I have installed, and you can clearly see which one I'm using, which is the Jelly Bean keyboard.
New. Editing.
So I'm now back to my email window. I know many people like to use dictation on their phone, so I thought I'd give you a quick demonstration of how that works. I'm finding the voice input. I'm going to lift my finger, and we're going to start typing. This is Nick demonstrating how to dictate a message on Android.
Google logo. Double tap to activate.
Okay, so that's done that, hopefully. And now if I touch the middle of the screen.
Editing. This is Nick typing. Hello, one. This is Nick demonstrating how to dictate a message on Android. Edit box. Message body.
What you heard there was what I typed. Then you, so you heard the typing. Then you heard hello, one, which is what I typed as a demonstration of earlier. And then you heard what I'd dictated. Now, I think that pretty much got it spot on. And actually, I have to say, dictation on Android is absolutely fantastic. It seems very, very precise, very, very accurate in terms of, even with my slightly Leicestershire accent, but Leicestershire is a place in the UK for those outside of the UK, it still gets it pretty much. Now, okay, I'm a man with not too strong an accent, so dictation does generally work quite well for me. So in this slightly shorter episode, we've looked at text input and voice output. And what I've found is that once you find a solution that works for you, then text input on Android is really quite nice. The range of available voices and the clarity of the default Google TTS voice is fantastic. I guess, though, the takeaway message from this episode is a more fundamental one about Android. With iOS, you're very much locked into working the way that Apple want you to work, particularly as it gets down to sort of the real fundamentals of the way the system works. And they have put a lot of effort into making the Apple way of doing things very nice. However, on Android, if you don't like the way something works, to use a bit of a phrase, there's an app for that. You can just change the thing that you don't like, even down to the screen reader. TalkBack, which is what I've been using, is the most well-known one, and from what I can tell, the most popular one. But there are other options for screen readers. If, like Ed, you want to get in touch, you can do so at www.ndadamson.com or on Twitter at AdamsonFamily. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.